Welcome back. This is Barbara. In our last episode, we explored cravings as a form of communication, how they can guide us, teach us, and even reveal what our bodies are truly asking for. Today, we're diving into a space we don't usually associate with inner alignment or intuitive living, our teeth. But I believe our mouths hold some of the most overlooked wisdom in the body. What we feel in our gums, how certain foods affect our teeth, and what lingers after we eat, these are all messages. In this episode, I want to explore what our teeth and gums are telling us and how tuning in can change the way we nourish ourselves. Have you ever eaten something and felt an immediate yes in your mouth? Not just taste-wise, but physically. A sense of ease, flow, or even joy as you chew. That's your mouth saying, "This is aligned." Conversely, have you ever felt tension, gum irritation, or even pain with certain foods? That too is your body giving feedback. Teeth and gums are more sensitive than we think. Some foods, even ones we consider healthy, may be too hard, too sharp, or too drying. When our mouths react, it's a cue to pay attention. For example, I used to eat a wide range of nuts, assuming they were all good for me, but my body had something else to say. Now, all nuts, and foods for this matter, have specific benefits. What we're discussing here in terms of craving and tooth health is how these foods align with you and how they affect you. Because from one person to another, these foods and their effects are going to vary. For a while, I was reaching for almonds, pecans, walnuts, trying to keep variety in my plant-based fat and protein sources. At the time, I was eating a plant-based diet. But I started noticing bleeding gums and sensitivity after eating them. The strange part, cashews never caused that issue. At first, I didn't really notice it, but after repeated experiences, I realized cashews had a softness and mildness my teeth and gums responded to with ease. No bleeding, no soreness, just smooth chewing and satisfaction. Cashews are actually known to help get rid of teeth infections. When I would eat pecans, walnuts, and almonds, they would always get stuck in my teeth, and as I cleaned them out or flossed them out of my teeth, my gums would bleed. But I never noticed that with cashews. Next time you eat nuts, maybe you'll pay attention to how they affect your gums and your mouth. This is where the wisdom comes in. Instead of overriding that experience with external knowledge or trends in terms of what's popular for foods, I decided to trust what my body was showing me. Not all nuts are created equal for me. Cashews aligned, the others didn't. And maybe that's true for you, or maybe your mouth has its own unique preferences. The key is recognizing that oral discomfort isn't always a sign of poor hygiene or disease. It might be a reaction to a food that doesn't match your current state. Food isn't just about nutrients. It's about texture, crunchy, soft, oily, dry, slippery, chewy. The texture of what we eat interacts with our gums, enamel, and even the nerves in our jaw. And some people don't like to have surprises in terms of texture. I know people who don't eat French fries because the outside's crunchy and the outside's mushy, or sometimes the entire French fry is soft, and they prefer a more consistent texture in the foods that they eat. So mashed potatoes and French fries is something that they will leave out because of that. Hard nuts can create microtraumas. Acidic fruits can erode enamel. Dry or overly fibrous foods can scrape or fatigue the gums. For those of us who are more sensitive, especially if you're in a healing phase, these textures can feel abrasive or even painful. And when your body is inflamed already, whether from stress, illness, or diet, your gums become more reactive. Foods you once tolerated might suddenly feel off. This is your mouth asking for gentler textures and cooling, soothing inputs. That's where foods like cashews, perhaps greens, avocados, chia gels, or flaxseed could come in. They nourish without aggravating, but you want to be the judge of how these foods affect you. What if oral care didn't start with toothpaste, but with food? Of course, we don't want to throw our toothbrushes out the window. We want to continue to maintain all of the hygiene habits that we already use, and if we're unsure of proper hygiene habits, then reach out to a proper professional. Nature has given us tools that clean, balance, and protect the mouth from the inside out. Cashews, as mentioned, contain anacardic acids with natural antibacterial properties. Onions and garlic, another food that I have a strong affinity for. They also have pungent and cleansing properties. They fight harmful bacteria in the mouth and also in the gut. And they aid in digestion as well. Parsley is high in chlorophyll and vitamin C. It helps neutralize odor and inflammation. Even salt and oil play a role. Mineral-rich sea salt or Himalayan pink salt, rock salt, supports gum hydration and pH balance. Natural oils like walnut or sesame can be used for oil pulling or simply included in meals to lubricate and coat the mouth gently. Walnut also has healthy omega fats in them as well, in a more balanced fashion than some of the other oils. So you can add them to your salads, smoothies, and other foods. So these aren't just old school remedies, they're functional foods that nourish and protect your oral ecosystem. One of the most overlooked parts of eating is mouthfeel, that tactile sensory experience of how food behaves in your mouth, creamy, snappy, melty, crumbly, and then that after effect. Does it make your gums puffy? Or does it make them bleed? Or do you feel your teeth feel sensitive after eating those foods? Our mouths know when we've had enough, even before our stomach does. The flavor starts to fade. So for example, and I'm not promoting a Gatorade, but Gatorade is a good example here. At first when you drink it, if you are dehydrated or you have been working out intensively, it will taste really sweet. But once you have met your electrolyte needs from that drink, then it actually begins to taste salty. So by understanding how that food could taste, because at first you may be eating a meal and it's really delicious, and then afterwards it just sort of loses its flavor and it's like blah. And you just know you're done eating. The flavor starts to fade. The texture may lose its appeal, or conversely, the mouth may light up and say, yes, more of this, keep eating. For me, the aftertaste of raw onion does that. I know it's strange. I talked about my cravings for onion in the past episode. It leaves a message in my mouth that says I'm complete. I don't reach for more food because I don't need it. That flavor tells me I've had enough. And perhaps people stay away as well from having a strong onion breath. It creates closure in more ways than one. That's wisdom, and it lives in your mouth. Your teeth and gums are more than functional tools for eating. They're communicators. They respond to food in real time, reflecting your internal state, inflammation level, mineral balance, and even emotional energy. Next time you eat, notice what your mouth says. Where do you feel ease? Where do you feel resistance? Which textures invite you in and which ones make you pull back? Your oral health isn't just about preventing cavities. It's about honoring the message of your mouth. In the next episode, we'll talk about the sacred role of yum, that delicious signal that lets you know the meal, the craving, and the moment are complete. Until then, chew softly and slowly. Listen closely and stay aligned. I'm yours in health, Barbara.